Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Good idea today and any day, 855-993-7569. All right, we were talking about love, and the question was, could I define it, number one? Number two, where there's cross-cultural differences. And I said, well, if you look at how we view love, especially in romantic relationships, and I assume that that's what Mary was asking, then you have to go back to Arthurian legend, because before that, love between men and women essentially was not discussed. I mean, if you think about the Greek legends, for example, that... They were very scary, and people blinding each other or raping each other or smoting each other. So love was a pretty dangerous commodity in ancient times. And marriage was probably invented, as we think about it now, in about the 6th century. And again, it was a way of ensuring lineage, so you knew who to pass your wealth to, especially if you were a king. And also a political tool so that you didn't wage war on your grandchildren. Now, if we flash forward to 2015, what a coincidence, we're talking about really a very different kind of concept, and it's probably more Margaret Mead-ian than Arthurian. The idea of, I don't know how many people assume that a marriage will last forever or that love will last forever, and maybe those are separate issues, that love at one stage in your life is going to be defined fairly differently than another. That love at 19 presumably has a huge lust component, a huge physical component in it, and a somewhat idealized romantic version of it because you haven't experienced very much, let alone experience very much in that particular area. Presumably by the time you're in your 30s, that love is going to mean something fairly different, especially if you're in a marriage and you've had children and you've also had the day-to-day abrasions of what physical intimacy means. By the time, which is probably why a lot of marriages tend to implode at that moment. If you're talking about in your 50s, and when the children have left, and we know that marriages that last for 25 years or longer tend to be happier in the 25th year, almost as happy as they were in the first year. And it's not because the marriage is the same as it was, it's that the two of you have the opportunity to revisit being a coupledom as opposed to being parents. Then we have a couple of peaks in the 70s or 80s where quite often one of the couples has succumbed to serious illness, and either the other partner becomes a helpmate or quite often is widowed one way or the other. And so you're looking for somebody. And again, one has to be careful that you're not looking to replicate the relationship you had before. And you'll hear people talk about, well, I had the one love of my life and I'm just looking for a companion at this moment. So I actually Googled love just to see what would happen. And Google is particularly unhelpful here. It says as a noun, an intense feeling of deep affection. You're going to love this. All right. And the examples it used is babies fill parents with intense feelings of love. Oh, wow, not very helpful at all. Synonyms are deep affection, fondness, tenderness, warmth, intimacy, attachment, and endearment. Not so helpful. A person or thing that one loves, she was the love of his life. Synonyms, beloved, loved one. Well, it's using the term to define it, not helpful. Dear, dearest, darling, sweetheart, sweet angel, honey. Those are, those are nicknames. I don't know. A verb. Feel a deep romantic or sexual attachment to someone. Do you love me? Synonyms. Care very much for. Well, you know, you can care very much for somebody and not love them. Feel deep affection for. again, affection. Hold very dear, adore, using the same word again, think the world of. Well, there are people you think the world of that you don't love. Be devoted to, dote on, idolize, worship. So you can see that one of the reasons we may have such a heart, if Google can't define it, how are us mere mortals going to do it as opposed to a search engine? So the idea that I would have you do is decide what is that you're looking for. And I, as you know, I'm much more a fan of liking somebody and wanting to spend time with them and also feeling the physical attraction and the commitment and the kind of gushy feelings. I think there should be some tingle at any particular age. But the question is, what percentage of the relationship is based on the tingle and what is based on the liking, the fun, the time spent together? And it changes. It shifts. All right. Now, when we look cross-culturally, most cultures are more sane about love than we are. Either they don't define it, because a large part of the world still indulges in arranged marriages. The idea that respect, commitment, societal involvement, the raising of children is much more crucial than your own personal feelings. It's also one of the issues why domestic violence is much more of an issue in other parts of the world, although, which is not to say that's not an issue here, because it is. So I think if you're looking for the usual definitions of love, or the ones that we kind of hold to most carefully, that you're really talking about an American version, which doesn't translate terribly well into other societies, but is beginning to make inroads simply because American movies are so popular. But if you look at foreign movies, for example, French movies, that historically, one of the reasons that people went to French movies is because they were sexy. They were sexy not because a man was having sex with his wife, but because he was having sex with his mistress. So that divide between the person you were committed to and you were going to stay with and the person you were having afternoon delight with. So, all right, hopefully that... I'm not sure it clarifies, because, again, when Google can't give us any particular direction, then who am I to do it? The point being, instead of looking for what do people think about love, ask yourself what it is you're looking for. Because the tingle is the relatively easy part. I mean, either you feel it or you don't. And there are two schools of thought about it. One who says that tingle can be developed. Those are called women. And those who think it's either there or it's not there. And those are basically called men. All right? That was exhausting. Are there any questions? Again,
show hands.
Show hands. Yeah, all right. Thank goodness there are no questions. But you can see why it's such a difficult term to define and why we'd be so confused about it. But even the dictionary is absolutely no help. And when you use the same word to define it, didn't your English teacher say that was completely illegal? You're not allowed to do that. But yet it does. So everybody's a little bit confused about it. Don't worry so much about who says it first or, you know, the L word. Just look for whether the relationship is working for you, whether it's meeting your needs, whether you feel committed to it. And at some point in a relationship, if I had a nickel for everybody who said to me, I love him, but I'm not in love with him. That's a nausea-producing statement, because it's really finessing it. Are you committed to this person or not committed to this person? What do you need to make this relationship work for you? But assuming that somehow you can replicate those early feelings, that first 6 months, and repeat it at some other point. As I said, people who've been married 25 years or longer report in the 25th year, because the kids have left, that they feel as happy and content as they did in the first year. But that's because they've discovered a new coupledom. They're alone for the first time in a long time. They have fewer responsibilities. They can focus more on each other. The question is, how do you get to that point? And the answer is that you pick a partner with whom you have a lot in common and shared goals. You continue to talk with each other, have weekly dates, have a good sex life, or call me, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zisha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and gives you huge discounts, not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-3756-9. If there's something on your mind, give us a holler, 855-99-3756-9. We haven't done an email for a while. Do you think that would be a good thing to do, Mr. Manny?
I agree. I think you
I saw your hand waving wildly. Call on me, call on me. Okay, Mr. Manny, what do you think?
Let's do it. We've got an email from Carrie. Carrie says, "Hi, Dr. Joy. I've been listening to you since my daughter was a young girl. I hope she overheard you. She is now approaching 30. I left her alone after a year after year of attempts to stay in touch without much in the way of answering or calling and emailing back. I backed off, stopped visiting, and have been open to hearing her feelings and concerns. I checked Facebook, which I signed up for as another attempt, only to be ignored. A pregnancy and a move, sounds like. I waited for an invite, but I feel I'm not wanted around. I don't know her husband well, for he was very silent around me. I did express concern about her having to pay bills and him not working for 7 months and moving his mother in with them.
Not a very smart thing to do.
This is what really did it. This is not this is not the first of these behaviors of dissing me, and I'm tired of
wait, before we go on. She's not dissing you. You're dissing her. I mean, think about how you would have felt if your mother had said that your husband was a deadbeat. I mean, you should, unless she specifically asked your opinion, especially when it's negative, keep it to yourself. That she's not dissing you. You dissed her. I think you'll want an apology for that, sugar. All right, keep going.
She says, and I'm tired of this one-way relationship. I raised her mostly alone. Her dad was an uninvolved dud. With the same avoidance, uncommunicative traits. I have expectations of a future and building a family. Mostly, I have trouble with people asking me about if I have kids, or denying that I did or do. I am 50 and newly went back to school, and I thought this situation would be getting better at this point. Mostly, though, it is the meddlesome Mrs. So-and-so who accesses me in workplaces because she's nothing else but her family and thinks I am less for living for more than that. Regards.
Okay, wait a minute. All right, I already hit the major issue here, which is I think you owe your daughter an apology, which I'm thank goodness you're not on the phone for me because you'd hang up on me. But excuse me. Offering a negative opinion, period. Even if you're specifically solicited, which obviously you weren't in this case, your daughter felt she was confiding in you, and all she really wanted you to do was say, gee, honey, that sounds difficult. She doesn't need for you to say, how come your husband isn't working? How come he can feel it's okay for him to move his mother in? I mean, that's, you're just asking for trouble, because at that moment, she either has to dump on him, and she's the one, that's where she's living, or she has to dispute you. And the more accurate you are, the more likely she is to just dump you. She already knows. You don't tell somebody ever something they already know, and you don't offer a negative opinion unless it's specifically solicited, and even then I'd be really careful about saying, gee, how does that make you feel, or what can I do to help you here? Because, I mean, and that's why she's mad at you. And you saying that she's dissing you is really a complete misreading of the situation. You dissed her. She didn't diss you. And so I think you owe an apology, number one. Number two, what other people think, who cares that you can ignore the question? That the fact is that an awful lot of people are very pleased about their relationship with their kids or their grandkids. And if you don't have a great relationship with your kid or you don't have grandkids, it doesn't mean that they're being wicked or evil or trying to embarrass you. And if they are, then stupid and cheerful is the legitimate response anyway of just saying, my daughter and I are always working. Our relationship is always under construction. That's all you have to say. That's none of her business. And the idea being that you could say, well, the good news about my daughter and my relationship is I taught her to be independent, and she runs her life, I run mine. You can say whatever you want, but the fact is not that this woman is a busybody, although God knows she may be, but your response to it, she just is able, that one of two things is true. Either this is an innocent comment on her part, at which point you taking umbrage is just your own insecurities, or she's not. And if she's not, her sharing about what's important with her is perfectly legitimate and fine, and you can share what's important to you. And if she says, oh, my daughter and I are going to a fashion show next week, you can say, gee, I'm going to go bowling on the same night. Isn't that interesting that we both are working on that night? Or whatever you want. If she's wicked, you can be stupid and cheerful. And you can do stupid and cheerful even if she's not wicked. All you have to do is say, gee, that, you know, that's great, or I'm envious of your relationship, or how nice for you, or whatever you want. But what you're doing here, my dear, is you're projecting. You really are. You owe your daughter an apology because it was none of your business about what her relationship is like. And in terms of your office mate that you think is targeting you, which she probably is not. She's probably just preening, which is perfectly okay for her to do. And it may be that you make better grades. It may be that you have a lifestyle that of which she's envious. I remember an episode. Remember Maude, the author, a bunch of years ago? I never saw the show when it was originally out. I saw it in reruns on whatever it was, Nick at Night or whatever. And I didn't see it very often. I saw it mostly when I was on book tour, I think, which is always when I see television. When I'm so tired, I can't read, and so I watch television and realize why I don't watch television when I'm not exhausted. But at one point, I think Joan Collins was her high school friend or college friend or something. And Joan Collins had this incredibly glamorous career. But in the episode, at least, Joan had not married. And so she came to visit Maude, and the whole thing was them being competitive with one another because Maude had a child and a grandchild and had married, and Joan had this, was, of course, incredibly beautiful and had this glamorous life. And it turned out that both of them were envious of the other one, that Joan had lamented not having married, not having had a child, and B was jealous of Joan's celebrity and beauty and income and whatever. And at one point, Maude, at the end of it, says, well, you can't have both. And I'm not sure that that's true, but envying other people, their choices, is as foolish as lamenting our own. What we need to do is figure out what we want and where the compromise is going to be. Can you be both married and unmarried? No. Can you be both career-oriented and family-oriented? Only if you're a man. Basically, nobody ever asks a man, does he want to have children? The assumption is if he does, he'll have them, and if he doesn't, he won't. And nobody ever judges him for either having children or not having children. As women, we need to be more aware of our own wishes and needs and less dependent on other people's opinion of us. We were all raised to be good little girls and to go along with whatever somebody wanted of us. But that doesn't mean that it's a healthy lifestyle or that makes any sense. And you know what? I think I'm going to talk a little bit about, there's a new study out from the UN about women. And maybe I'll talk a little bit about that. Or you can give me a call. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com, so I'm here totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know, plus you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548, or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freesurvivalmatch.com. That's freesurvivalmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivalmatch.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-37569. 855-99-37569. You know, it's an interesting phenomenon. I remember being at a conference for women about, I don't even know, a while ago, maybe 10 or 15 years ago. And somebody said, women are terrific at taking care of children, about our men, that we're very outspoken about social issues, including gay rights, but we don't take care of ourselves. And I thought that was an interesting phenomenon. And if you look at statistics about women's health later in life, it's appalling. We tend to live longer, but it's because of genetics, not because we're taking very good care of ourselves or each other. And the UN apparently took up a study of women 20 years ago. The UN took up 189 countries, adopted, it was at a conference in Beijing of all places, adopted a platform for action that specifically was talking with equal access to education and end to child marriages and the eradication of poverty. So they're now meeting 20 years later to see, well, what have we done? And one of the alarming statistics is that they actually have a map that says, is paid leave available for both parents? there is basically one country in South America and the United States that has no paid leave for either parent. Fathers only is, I don't know that there are any for fathers only. Mothers only is in about maybe, I would say, 40% of countries. Both parents, the vast majority of the world, except good old the USA, which has neither. More than 170 countries, 90%, still have laws and policy that end up denying women and girls the same rights and protections enjoyed by their male counterparts. This was released today. Fewer than 20 have female heads of state. Women make up half the global population and account for about 20% of the members of parliament. Half of all women are in paid employment, and wage disparities are a universal problem. That means for half the world. Basically, what they're saying is somebody, that the leaders have really failed. That all the things that everybody felt were really important and basic have really not done a very good job. There have been a number of countries removing discriminatory laws and adopting measures to halt violence against women and girls, which is true of the United States. Nearly half of all primary school students are girls, except if you look at it country by country, you're going to be very disappointed. Participation by women in the labor force has increased in the last 20 years. Maternal mortality rates have dropped. They're now saying at this rate, it will take 50 years for women to achieve equal representation in government. 50 years. And 81 years to achieve parity and economic participation in the UN. Is completing secondary education tuition free? If you look at Africa and parts of Asia, the answer is no. The rest of the country is doing a pretty good job on that. Most of the 56 new constitutions adopted since 1990s have included a provision that guaranteed gender equality or banned discrimination, including those in Egypt and Iraq, which are major. Only two states have failed to include such provisions, Saudi Arabia and Holy See. 11 give precedence to religious or customary laws on some gender-related issues. Saudi Arabia is one of only two countries, along with Yemen, that hasn't established a minimum age for marriage. In the Maldives, the share of girls who are wed between the ages of 15 and 18 fell from almost half to below 6%. They passed a law in 2001, setting a minimum age of 18. God bless. More than 60 countries still allow girls to be married at a younger age than boys. They said that explains why nearly five times more girls than boys are wed before 18. Girls who marry young have babies young. That jeopardizes their health, that of their babies, reduces their chances of completing their education, and has long-term consequences for their prosperity. So the point is that there is a long way to go. The United States is one of the countries that has general equality guaranteed, but gender is not mentioned. It's guaranteed. The United States is really very far behind the rest of the world in gender equality issues. And you'd think being an American woman is kind of the coolest thing to be because of our rights. Well, not under the law. We're really sort of have a really embarrassing kind of record.
And you'd think it'd be the opposite.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You'd think that infant mortality would be less in the United States. And again, it goes very much by race. 23 countries have gender disparities in their inheritance laws, most of them in Africa and the Middle East. 10 do not give women the same rights to own property as men. Western countries are not immune. The U.S. does well on access to education, but it does not guarantee paid leave for new mothers, a provision available in every other high-income country. No guarantee of paid leave for working adults to provide care for an aging family member. And obviously that's going to increase a lot as we boomers get older. In Mississippi, girls can be married at 15. Minimum age for boys is 17. The U.S. has also one of just seven UN member states that have not ratified the Convention of the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women, putting it in the country, are you ready for this, of Iran, Somalia, and Sudan. Just how we want to be thought of. 855-99-DR-JOY. Amy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi.
Hi, Amy.
Hello. I have a long-distance relationship that's been going on for 4 years, and I love him. He loves me. However, he was a firefighter in his job, and he hurt himself 2 years ago, and he had to go into retirement because he couldn't perform his duties any longer. So at 42, he's now retired. And he does have a part-time job that he hates. And now he's telling me that he's, and I saw him have symptoms of PTSD. And he was a firefighter and an EMT, and he can't do either any longer.
Okay.
And I asked him, I said, I can help you. I've actually have contacts in my state near me that can help him. And he...
Wait a minute. Help him in what way, Amy?
With his PTSD.
Okay.
Because he doesn't seem to be getting any help where he is, and he doesn't seem to be reaching out to the right people, because every time I talked to him, he said most of the people don't... They take care of soldiers instead of firefighters or police officers. And he needs help. And his family helping
him. Let me just stop you for 1 second, then you can pick up. Will you remember where you were to pick up the narrative?
Yes.
Okay, let me ask you two questions just so I can follow along more easily. How old are you?
I am 51.
Okay. When you say, does he feel that he has a problem with post-traumatic stress disorder or not?
Yes.
Okay, he does.
Yeah.
So what state is he living in?
In Philadelphia.
Okay. All right, that's usually a city, but I'll accept it. You're about as good at geography as I am. Where do you live?
I live in Michigan.
Okay. So how come, given the fact that he's retired, so he's not presumably attached to any particular city, how come the two of you still maintain a long-distance relationship?
That's my problem. Yeah, because to be honest with you, I'm at my wit's end because I know he needs help, and I talked to him the last time he came here to see me for a visit. I said, you know, where are we going? Can you move here? I want to continue the relationship, but I want to go forward. And he said he can't do anything until he feels he's more whole. And I'm like, but if he's not helping himself, there's no point.
Okay. All right, let me just help you from his point of view what the deal is.
Mm-hmm.
I love Amy. We can look at long-distance relationships and the fact that obviously it's a relationship at an arm's length by definition. But let's just leave that aside temporarily, because even if he lived next door, this would be the same issue.
Right.
I mean, look, there's no doubt that firefighters are kind of manly men, right? That's part of it. And so he's feeling like... And, you know, I'm not going to go and have her take care of me financially, take care of me physically, get me a therapist, and basically, let me go through the list again in a minute. I'll put you on hold. All right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely.
securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is exactly that. We're talking with Amy, who has been in a long-distance relationship with a dude who's a firefighter who was injured. Was he injured on the job?
He was, actually, yes.
Okay. Can you... Where did the post-traumatic stress come? Do you know what the stress itself was?
Actually, from all the things that he's seen, he's had children die in his arms, he's had buddies die in fires, and on hindsight, I should have paid more attention when we first started dating, because when I think back, there were times that he acted unusually, and I just kind of blew it off, and now I see it's accelerated. Every time he sees a fire truck go by or hears one, he starts shaking. I mean,
right.
it's...
There are very likely two factors working on that as well, and I think you're correct that one is the post-traumatic stress disorder, but part of it is his ambivalence about not being able to do anything. And we know that most anxiety is a result of feeling powerless. And so here's a dude that if you look up powerless in the dictionary or feeling powerless in the dictionary, his face is probably going to pop out. He's feeling unmanly because of his reaction. He's feeling unmanly because he got no job. He's feeling unmanly because, and this isn't your fault, but it dictates the policy that you have going forward, that you're providing him with things he can't provide for himself. You're providing him with a therapist in theory, with a place to live, with food. And while your intentions are obviously above reproach, they're unworkable for him. It's going to make him feel less manly. So a couple of things at this moment. I think what you can say to him is instead of, I can do this for you, of tell me what I can do to help, if there's something. And if there's nothing right now, understand that I love you. I'm willing to do whatever I can to help, but I understand this is your problem, your path, and I can't take it over as much as I'd like to, but if you can tell me what I can do to be helpful, that would feel really good to me, which is a very different stance, and I know you feel that's kind of what you said, but that's not what he's hearing. What he's hearing is, I can't even find myself a therapist. I can't find myself a job. And I'm going to tell you, the likelihood of him getting any help around the stress is essentially minimal till he gets a job. Because finding a job, you've heard me say, we all need a safe place to stand. He's got no place to stand right now. And until he does, I was down at World Trade Center at the Pit for almost 7 weeks after September 11th. And the guys who were down there were EMT, police, and firefighters. I couldn't even get them to wear sunblock, let alone talk to a therapist. All right? So that's who you're dealing with. You're dealing with guys who view themselves as larger than life, the protectors of civilians, as the guys who can do when no one else can, the guys, and it's firefighters more even than police. Because to a very large extent, firefighters have never been touched by the corruption that then infests police forces, that while firefighters may or may not be racist, at least it hasn't become as much of a political issue. And they're the guys who rush into buildings where everybody else is rushing out. So they are, in many ways, in most societies, and certainly in ours, viewed as even more manly than other professions, than EMT, which are helpful, but they're not as much at risk as police. And police have their own public relations issues at this moment, but they carry guns and they can shoot people and defend themselves. Firefighters rush into buildings where everybody else with any sense is rushing out. So they are the society's heroes. And what your hero feels is he's been castrated.
Yeah.
And my guess is that your sex life, if you had one, is going to hell in a handbasket because he feels terrible about himself. So as much as you have the right, your heart's in the right place, it's irrelevant at this moment. And not only is it irrelevant, to a certain extent, it's doing harm. So what you're going to have to do is a couple things. And then I'll tell you how you get to deal with your frustration about this. Because what I'm suggesting to you is not going to make you real happy, is to say to him, take all the time you need. Tell me what I can do to help. I'm going to stop intervening. I'm going to stop interfering. I love you, and I'm not. And you're going to have to tell him that, because if you just back off, he'll figure, okay, she's dumped me. I have no value to her anymore. So you have to make it clear that you think you're taking the wrong path, and you're in no way trying to embarrass him or dominate him. All you were trying to do is help, and that sometimes your helpfulness gets in the way of the relationship. And then you're going to have to back off. And every time you're tempted to say, well, why don't you get some help, or why don't you come here, you're going to have to bite your tongue. And in fact, what I would say to him is, anytime I tell you, or even it appears to be telling you what to do, you tell me, and I'll give you $20 on the spot, or I'll put it, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
All right, because you have to stop doing that. I understand what you're trying to do. I'm saying you're only doing it because you love him, but it's disastrous. All right?
Yeah.
Now, what do you do in the meantime? And that becomes a really important issue, because for right now, you have to back off. Even though you're undoubtedly right, you're helpful, you're loving, it's not going to work. And not only will it not work for the relationship, it'll make him feel terrible. And he doesn't, he can't accept any more burden for his self-image than he's already got. So the question is, what do you do? And I think the answer is buy yourself some space. And whether that means viewing him as a platonic friend, or you can ask him what he'd like, what makes sense for the relationship. Do you want to take a break from this? Do you want to? You tell me what'll work for you, and then you go along with that. And what you do is buy yourself whatever space you can, because you need a safe place to stand as well that allows you to be friendly to him. But given the fact it's long distance, you got no job, you're not living anywhere near each other, and you got probably no sex life, maybe what you do is see him a little less frequently, talk to him on whatever level makes some sense to you. But rather than telling him what you're going to do, I would ask him what makes sense for him. And you can say, with all the best intents in the world, I think I've become your mom. I tell you what to do. I tell you what's best for you. I take care of you. I tell you it's cold. We should button up your coat. And that's not healthy for either of us. So I want to get out of that role and know that I love you. I'm not backing off because I've given up on the relationship. I'm backing off because I think what I'm doing is destructive. And you tell me what you want to do, what you want to do about phone calls, what you want to do about emails, what you want to do about visits, what you want to do about us. And if you need some time to think about it, take the time, which is not going to feel very good for you, because you're going to move from a position of relative power to relative powerlessness. But that's what he's been feeling all along. And as women, we handle a hell of a lot better than guys, because that's not what we've been bred to do. We've been bred to be powerless, which doesn't mean that we should do it. You heard me just talk about the world situation. But for this relationship, you have to back off and let him guide you. And if you need some help about what do I do, call me, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome, Cookie. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
You miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Gary, going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.